And on the air with us this morning is Carol Christensen. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Where's the snow?
The snow is not going to come in the near future. How's that? Sorry. Well, actually, I'm sorry for those of who want snow, and some people are happy with not having snow.
Well, we're going to have snow for Christmas, aren't we, Carol?
You know, we don't make any promises here. We've learned that.
Yeah, I think that's probably wise. But the weather's pretty chilly in some parts of, not exactly too bad right here, but on the Iron Range, 15 below and up in Ely.
Yeah, it was a very cold morning across the Arrowhead of Minnesota with the coldest temperature was 15 below, and that was at International Falls, Hibbing, Ely, and Crane Lake all had 15 below. Here in Duluth, we're at my house anyway, about zero.
Are we going to have more of that kind of stuff?
It's going to be chilly, but not that cold. So we'll have low temperatures in the probably around the 0 degree mark or something around there for the next couple days. And then through the weekend, it's going to start warming back up again. So, you know, this is typical, nice little cold spell, and then we're going to get back up into the 30s again next week.
Well, it'd be nice to have it a little warmer if we're not going to have snow. If we got snow, then, you know, somehow or another, it doesn't seem as cold.
Right. And as far as the snow goes, we're going to have some what we call Canadian clippers come through, but most of the snow is going to fall north of the border. I know.
I don't like those Canadian clippers. They can be kind of mean. Wanted to ask you about something. Speaking of clippers, that brings to mind wind. Would you run over one more time for us what we're going to be hearing instead of wind chills? Just when I was really getting used to figuring out what wind chill was like, you wouldn't changed it.
Sure. Well, we're not changing it at all. We are still using wind chill. Because wind chill is the effects of cold, of temperatures and wind. So we're still forecasting wind chills. We'll still tell you what the wind chills are. And if wind chills are going to get at dangerously low levels.
Oh, that's when it kicks in.
That's when we tell you about advisories or warnings. But instead of calling it a wind chill warning, we're going to call it an extreme cold warning, because sometimes we can get really cold, dangerous temperatures without the wind. So you can't really call it a wind chill warning without a wind. So it's extreme cold. It's extreme cold for either wind chills and or very cold temperatures. So it's the same thing, different name.
Okay. Okay, now as long as I still hear things like wind chill once in a while.
You're still going to hear all about wind chill. We are in northern Minnesota. Mm-hmm. You will hear about wind chills.
Okay, I get it. So next week, what can we look for? Can you tell me?
No big snowstorms on the horizon whatsoever. Cold this week, warming up into next week.
I can only say that around my house, every time we hear a snow forecast, it always seems like it's in the Twin Cities or below. And then everybody, you know, up here grouses.
Right. The past 2 years, well, this year it's holding true too. And last year it seemed like a lot of the big storms went south of us and hit. Right, the Twin Cities in Wisconsin, and we're sitting up here high and dry, wishing, many of us anyway, wishing for snow.
Well, listen, okay, now my number here is 387-1070, and you can call me anytime if you can see snow on the horizon before we talk again next week.
Okay, very good.
Okay, we've been speaking with Carol Christensen. She's a meteorologist whose feet I'm holding to the fire in Duluth. Thanks so much, Carol.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.